Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
It's almost time for your second date update. And I just read this in the news today, but did you know that they now have a new dating app specifically meant for guys that are small in the pants?
Oh my God, yay! I saw that.
Finally!
It's not a joke. It's a real thing.
Oh, you're serious?
It's real. It's called Tiny Buddies. Okay, no.
Oh, man, I guess they work harder for you, you know?
I guess so. That's not, the Tiny Buddies thing was a joke, though. I don't know what the app is actually called. But
Tiny Buddies would be good.
That would be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Can someone look it up? I really want to know.
The only reason I bring it up is because one of our listeners named Tommy emailed the show, and he said that he met a girl on a dating app. So, Tommy?
You got a little wee-wee?
Is this the dating app that I'm thinking of?
No, it's not that dating app.
Oh, my God. He is going to spend the next 10 minutes trying to prove to us that you have a big junk now.
Actually,
won't you?
It was a too large.
I can send pics if I have to.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, put the phone up to it right now.
No,
let's see.
Tap it.
Tommy, you don't be self-conscious, okay? Whatever size you got, I'm sure that some girl will tell you it's perfect for her.
It's not about the size of the ship. It's about the motion of that ocean.
There yeah. we go.
All right.
That's what small wieners say.
All right, Tommy. Well, tell us about the girl that you want to call today. What's her name?
Well, her name is Heather, and we actually met on a dating app. Not the ones you guys are speaking of.
Okay.
Okay. If you say so.
Which one?
No comment.
Okay.
All right.
And what struck you about Heather?
She was very interesting, and we're both into boxing,
okay.
Which shocked me because you don't find a lot of women that are really big into boxing.
Yeah.
She actually boxes, kickboxes. She knows the history.
Yeah.
You don't want to piss her off.
That's for sure.
Not at all.
I like that.
She can protect you.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I like a man who likes a strong woman.
So what did you guys do for your date?
Well, here's the kicker. The night before our big date, I had this wonderful idea. We plan to meet at 5 p.m., and I call her and say, wait, let's meet at 5 a.m.
What?
Uh-huh.
5 in the morning?
Yes, it was my special plan to go watch the sunrise. I know this really cool spot, and I wanted to take her.
Oh, my God. Did she agree to this? I'm sorry.
As a person
who wakes up way before the sun rises every day,
yeah,
I could go a whole lifetime without another sunrise and be totally satisfied.
But that's cute.
It's romantic.
It is romantic, bro.
Yeah, but 5 a.m., man, she agree?
Yeah, she definitely agreed. Oh. I mean, we get up for work every day, 5 a.m. or other things. Why not for a little enjoyment?
Okay.
There you go. I like that.
Okay, so how did the 5 a.m. sunrise date go?
Well, I pick her up, and we're driving to the special place to watch the sunrise, and it was a bit stormy and cloudy, so we didn't get to see much.
I told you, they're always a disappointment.
Maybe you should have checked the weather app before you tried to set up this date then.
Well, you know, I have basic cable. I don't have the weather channel.
Okay,
do you have an app that you can look at? It has weather on there.
Oh, really? Is it a weather app for guys with small pee-pees?
I'm sure that's out there, too.
That's why it's so cold today. I can tell.
Uh-huh, that's your barometer.
So how did it go?
It just got worse from there because it started raining.
Oh, no.
And we had to run to the car, and we were soaked.
So it wasn't one of those romantic downpour rains where you end up making out in it.
No, it wasn't that. It was like, what is going on? We got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Were you able to turn it around?
We got a bit better. We went to a coffee shop. We were a bit both sleepy and groggy, so the conversation wasn't that great.
What point did you regret your 5 a.m. date decision?
Definitely when it started raining.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I liked that date idea too.
Was there something good that you enjoyed about this date, or was it all just a tragedy?
Just being with her was awesome.
Okay.
So you did like her through all of this. It's just that maybe she's what do you think? She doesn't like you, or what's your theory?
Well, after the coffee shop, since we were both tired, I said, let's go home, take naps, and then we'll meet up at 9:30 to go have breakfast.
Uh-huh.
I go to the restaurant. She's not there. Call her, no answer.
Uh-oh.
And I haven't heard from her in a while, and that's why I need you guys to help me figure this out.
Yeah. Oh, so she stood you
up.
There's
an enigma. Well, she was really tired. She could possibly still be sleeping.
Hey, honestly, if it was me, bro, I oversleep all the time.
How long has it been since that was supposed to happen?
Yeah.
About, I would say roughly a week.
Yeah, she's okay. Not Sleeping Beauty, you guys. She's not been sleeping for a week.
Wake up, please!
I think that if you get a do-over, you need to try to go for an evening date.
That's probably more feasible.
Okay. There we go.
Well, how many times have you tried to get a hold of her?
I reached out a few times, but she's not responding at all. Mm. And the worst thing is I could see that she read the messages.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's got her read on?
Left on red.
Why would you do that?
That's brutal, man.
Take that off your phone, everyone, right now. Oh. Hurts people's feelings.
You can take that off?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We'll talk off air.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. We're going to come back, call Heather for you, and see if we can get you a second date update, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, we're on the phone with Tommy. Mm-hmm. Tommy asked his... Hi, Tommy. Sorry, I was still going to keep talking, but you're there. He's excited.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thanks, guys. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
All right. Pipe down. Let me finish. Tommy asked... Okay, you keep talking. Not very good at taking instructions, are you, Tom?
Jeff's turn.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. You done?
Uh-huh.
All right, okay. Good. Tommy asked his date...
Okay.
You know what, Tommy? I'm about to cut this date short. Like, I'm not going to do it.
Now he's just
trolling
you.
This is why you're not getting a call back, Tommy. Do you always interrupt when people are talking?
And then he doesn't talk when you want him to talk. Here we go.
I can answer?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sorry.
This is so awkward.
Tommy.
Just call her,
please. Recap the date, Jeff.
Tommy made his date wake up at 5 in the morning so they could go watch the sunrise.
Oh, God.
He didn't check the weather the morning of, because if he did, he would have noticed that there was rain and clouds in the forecast, and you wouldn't have been able to see it come up anyway.
Yeah.
So instead, he suggested they both go home and nap and meet up for breakfast, but... Heather never showed up to breakfast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a real bummer.
Yeah.
So now he wants us to call Heather and figure out where'd she go.
Yeah, and you know, I will say, Tommy, although not good on you that you didn't do a little bit of planning by checking the weather, she could have easily done the same thing. Mm. You guys could have looked at it while you were driving out there before you got rained on.
That's true. Equal rights. Yeah. You are correct.
Equal rights. Exactly what I'm saying, Tommy.
All right. So we can call her and blame it on her when we get her on the phone.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I think that she could be open to accepting some responsibility and thus be open to going on another date with you.
Yeah, that'll be amazing.
Hope. That's what we have here.
All right. Let's see if we can make it happen. We're going to dial the phone number right now and try and get your second date update.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'd like to speak to Heather, please.
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Heather. My name is Young Jeffrey from the radio. How you doing?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. We're doing something with you called the second date update. It's where if someone goes out on a date with someone and afterwards they're getting blown off, they can ask us to call their date and try and figure out why.
Okay.
Okay.
Congrats.
Oh, so wait, this has to do with me? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I'm calling you.
Definitely.
We're calling because you went out with a guy named Tommy.
Oh, God.
I know. What? He told us about his terrible date
cute.
Idea, about the 5 a.m.
Well, terrible,
sunrise thing.
Brooke, we're trying to help this guy.
Well, I'm just saying. I want to know, Heather, why would
you
agree
to a 5
a.m.
date? Well, you're already calling the date terrible. Hold on. This was a nice date, a nice idea for a date,
Thank
and we'd
you,
like
Jeff.
To know what happened from your perspective.
I mean, I was trying to be open-minded. I was like, you know, this is different, but maybe it'll be fun. And it wasn't.
Yeah, it sounded like a series of unfortunate events. Like, first, you guys couldn't see the sunrise.
He's unfortunate, actually.
Oh.
Why would you say that?
I'm not sure what he told you or didn't tell you. I mean, did he tell you that when we got up there, it started raining? And
yeah, he took blame for that for sure.
Yeah, you said that you guys tried to walk around a little bit, but you ended up getting all wet. And so you had to go back in the car, grab some coffee. But then he said you guys should go home and take a nap and get breakfast afterwards. But you never showed up to breakfast.
Yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't. I was so... weirded out by the whole situation.
Wait,
What? I thought you overslept or something.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't think that there's any excuse for just standing somebody up. Like, why would you agree to breakfast and then just not show up?
I was just trying to get out of there alive. I mean, it was just...
What? Alive?
His behavior was very strange. He started yelling at the sun.
What?
He was angry with the sun.
What was he saying?
He was just ranting and raving, angry with Mother Nature that it, like, ruined our date. But honestly, like, we kind of laughed about it. He ruined our date.
Oh.
Okay.
So he was, like, actually
I mean,
angry.
It's definitely weird behavior.
I mean, I could give him a pass on being frustrated or whatever, but I'm in no rush to hang out with someone who reacts like that.
Wow.
Oh, man.
It's just so weird because when we talk to him, he seems so calm.
I mean, yeah, I agree with you. When we spoke on the phone, he seemed so nice. And at the coffee shop, he was great. But then there was this other side of his personality and his anger towards the sun. I mean, it was concerning.
Well, maybe we should see which side of the personality is on the phone because he's been on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Hey, I don't even know what to say. You don't like passionate people?
What? That's your response?
Heather, that's Tommy.
What did you set me up for this? Now you're on the phone?
Yeah, I just don't understand. You don't like passion? The sun ruined our date. So, of course, I was a little upset.
You were more than a little upset.
Listen, I felt that the sun wronged us, so I got a little upset and yelled at
it. Wronged
you?
Yeah, he was standing up for you against the sun. He can protect you.
Chivalry.
Exactly.
I mean,
I'm better than SPF 225.
Tommy, you
See?
Were no.
Oh,
hold
he's
up,
right
hold
now.
Up. For real though, you were screaming at the sun. I mean, it was actually the clouds' fault. Okay, that you didn't see the damn sunrise. But whatever.
The sun's supposed to be more powerful than the clouds.
See, he's kidding
but
you guys.
Were you joking when you were jumping up and down?
No, I wasn't joking. This date with Heather meant a heck of a lot to me, and I was really frustrated, so I let it out on the sky.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
All right, but can you understand that like Heather was weirded out by that?
Hey, if she doesn't understand passionate people, I don't know what to say.
I understand passionate people. You were erratic. It's two completely different things.
You know what, Heather? I've been thinking about this a lot. And when I'm with you, I realize I don't even need the sun.
What?
Is that a lie?
That's so cute.
Is it?
No, Heather.
I'm glad
you
are
my
about it because I haven't been.
My only sunshine. You make me happy. When the skies are gray, you would never know how much I like you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Yeah! Oh, the hearts of many on that one.
Oh,
I love
wow.
it.
Okay.
Heather?
He's cute.
You're his sunshine.
I don't know what.
Is that a hat? Wait, is that a cute giggle or is that a like this is insane giggle?
Both, but like part of it's cute, part of it's insane. Like I don't know what to say.
Isn't love crazy though?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I love this guy.
I don't want crazy. I want healthy.
Okay, Tommy, the singing seems to be working though, so maybe do another one. Do Walking on Sunshine now.
Oh, good suggestion.
I don't know that song.
Oh, okay. You're losing her.
Not even like Here Comes the Sun, Tommy. You don't have any backup sun songs?
All right, Heather, listen. Look, I apologize. I got a little upset about our date not working out, but it really meant a lot to me. So instead of a sunrise date, let's do a sunset date.
Tommy, I really think you should not be scheduling your dates around the sun all the time because you're going to screw yourself over here.
Why not? Our whole life is planned around the sun.
Well, I know, but then you get a few clouds again, and all of a sudden you're going to be screaming at the sky.
Have you not seen the Mayan calendar? Hello?
What?
What does that have to do with anything?
Life is based around the sun.
Okay. You're right.
Heather, you could be his son.
Have you not seen The Matrix? Come on, people.
Now we're going to The Matrix.
I don't know what that
means. You not seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? Tommy.
I have seen it, and it's a terrible movie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh my
Jeff.
Man. Sorry, DreamWorks. Tommy's not a fan.
Yeah.
So?
But let's bring it back to the conversation at hand. Heather, would you like to go out on another date with Tommy? We'll pay for it.
Oh, man, I heard you laughing there at the end, Heather.
I feel like I would give him one chance for a normal date. No, none of this sun shit. One date, dinner or a drink, only because you sang, and I found that hilarious.
Oh, okay, see? It did it.
He's romantic.
Congratulations.
Good job, Tommy. You got another date.
You know what, you guys? You are my sunshine.
Aww. Do we get a song, Tommy?
You are my sunshine. My only sunshine, you make me happy.
Oh, sorry. Those guys are great.
God, you're a terrible singer, Tommy. But thank you.